Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. This is a special edition because my mama is part of the show today because we're talking recipes, and this is a good time. There are so many recipes, so many fabulous favorite dishes that my mom and I love, Southern comfort food. And this is just the beginning of a few shows for this fall and holiday season. And so I know we're going to talk about one of my favorite dishes, and this is something that we hadn't been talking about, but it's a dish I love, and it's a squash casserole. And then just in time for this, for the football season, football weekend, especially Monday Night Football, Saints and the Dolphins in the Superdome, meatballs. So it's a fantastic meatball recipe also to share with you. It was kind of hard to debate, well, what are we going to talk about? Well, which foods? Because at first I was thinking, well, baked. Like pies and cakes, we'll focus on that. Like there's a lemon icebox pie, which I've talked to you guys about, because I've cooked a few within the past year. I finally got it right from scratch, and it's a terrific recipe and easy to do. And wow, maybe we should just focus on pies and cakes. No, we'll just give a sample of different recipes from different categories, okay? That's what we'll do today. But then also, we don't get to dressings. We do a special show with regarding stuffings and dressings for the holiday season. But again, thank you, my mom, Mrs. Elizabeth Williams. A lot of people call her Liz. My cousins, and some people call her Ms. Aunt Liz, Ms. Liz. But she's Elizabeth Williams. She's Mama to me, Mom. But again, thank you for tuning in. Get pen and paper. I definitely listen to the show over again so you can get these fantastic recipes down. And, Bell, you can chat with me in the chat room. I know Cousin Linda says she's going to call in and talk and ask questions. So thank you. And enjoy the show. I'll complete playing Prince and 3EG, Minister Cycle, Mom. And shout out to Prince and his band, Third Eye Girl, and a new power generation, Mom, and I love us some Prince. So just have to shout you guys out too. Thank you. Mm-hmm. what to do. Third Eye Girl. Love it, love it, love it. I guess I don't know if Prince is in the country or out the country, but big shout out to them. So we're talking food. We're talking Southern comfort foods. My mom and I favorite foods, and, of course, our family and friends also. And if you've never had, Southern Mississippi food, you have definitely been missing out. So whenever you visit Mississippi, if it's for business or pleasure, or whatever, you definitely should, if you're invited to someone's home for a good Southern dinner, you definitely should accept and also visit some of the best, we have some of the best restaurants, especially here in the capital city where you can get some of the best Southern cuisine. I mean, from the hotels to the mom and pop restaurants to the chain restaurants, fantastic food here. So No problem. No problem finding good food. And recently I had seen where Mississippi had like the worst food list on the list, like the worst. I'm like, no way. I don't know who said that. Now, you went on top of the obesity list. Nothing to brag about. Oh, we're on top of that list for good reason. And, you know, there's not anything to brag about. We should be eating healthier. And there are healthier ways to eat certain dishes. And really, the foods that we are sharing with you, they're healthy. They're delicious, but they're healthy. And in recent days, while we've been talking about, Mom and I have been talking about the recipes we're going to talk about, I'm just shocked that I did not mention her squash casserole until right before the show. So I'm going to start off talking about the squash casserole, Mom. But first of all, before I go any further, I got to shout out Kara, No Animal Kill Shelter, that I volunteer for. We had a fantastic event last night at Highland Village Shopping Center at Buffalo Peak Outfitters. Horny Toad Apparel donated 20% of their sales. People came in and donated 40 pounds and cat litter of dog food. I'm talking about, we had, like, if you're Facebook friends of mine, you've seen, like, the stack of dog food people brought in. We enjoyed wine and cheese and our dorms. It was just a fantastic time of fellowship with one another, customers shopping. The staff at Buffalo Peak Outfitters was just amazing. It's so nice. Also, befriend one of my cohorts, one of my fellow volunteers with Carol, she and I also plan to partner together to do an event. Avon and her store, Apricot Lane, at Renaissance at Colony Park, a couple events real soon for the fall and holiday season. And also share our love for Carol. Got a shout out to City of Jackson and the mayor and JPD. Also, today was a fantastic celebration of 30 years of night out events, taking a bite out of crime. It was just a fabulous event. I missed the parade part where you meet up at Smith Park, but I went straight to City Hall and had a fantastic job, a fantastic time. Had a massage from Massage Revolution, which is located in Regents Building, where I was talking about going to the SBA, the Small Business Administration District Office, in that same building, but in the lobby. I always wondered about their work. And myself and others got fantastic massages, and there was free food, and Jackson State Band and Sonic Boom was there, and my high school I went to, band and cheerleaders and football teams, various schools, JPS was there. I mean, it was just an exciting moment. Even J-Train, the parade of buses came through. It was just an amazing time of people, of citizens and people who love Jackson coming together and celebrating and celebrating 30 years of night out events. So big shout out. But let's get started. And will you want to start with the squash casserole dish, Mom? Okay. The squash casserole dish. That's what's fresh in my mind, and I love it. Some of you might want to cook it this weekend or for your Sunday dinner. And then also there's a great salad that Mother loves to cook. She hasn't cooked it in a while, but I like that salad because it's so sweet and so delicious. And it's called the Four Seasons Fruit Salad. And it's a combination of different fruits like bananas and apples and oranges and strawberries, pineapples, and it is delicious. So we'll share that. So we'll share different categories instead of just focusing on one type of food like meats or vegetables, because there are wonderful vegetable dishes, meat dishes. See, we hadn't even discussed the meat dishes. Like that pot roast she cooked me for my birthday. I mean, that's a whole nother recipe. Certain ways that she cook her chickens. And Linda and I was talking about chicken and turkey the other day. Making the perfect turkey for Thanksgiving. See, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk two or three more times about the recipes. So we'll talk about the dressings and the stuffings and turkeys and chickens in the near future. But the squash casserole, I mean, your pen and paper or you're recording this. Okay, Mom. Say hello to everyone.
Hello.
Mother said hello to everyone. We're going to talk about the squash casserole. And love it. Now, the squash casserole We need, what, 2.5 cups of cooked squash?
Yeah.
Okay, how do they cook the squash?
Just boil it in a little salt water.
Boil it in a little salt water?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you toast 2 slices of bread.
Yes.
Then you will have one medium-sized onion.
Yeah.
And then you slice the onion.
No, chop it small in small pieces.
Okay, chop the onion. Get one medium-sized onion and chop it in small pieces. You know, chop your onions. You can buy onions already chopped. And then what do you do? Saute the onions?
Yeah, you need a medium-sized bell pepper.
Okay, mother.
Do the same.
Oh, okay. My mother, before I get focused on the onions, mother reminded me also that you need one medium-sized bell pepper also. So I'll go through the ingredients. You get your ingredients together, 2.5 cups of cooked squash, 2 slices of toasted bread, 1 medium-sized onion, 1 medium-sized bell pepper, 1 egg, 1/2 bag of sharp shredded cheese. And then you save your other half of cheese so you can use it as a topping. You want to cook the onions, saute.
Yeah.
You want to saute the onions and peppers together in like a skillet.
In a little saucepan.
In a little saucepan.
In 2 tablespoons of butter.
In 2 tablespoons of butter. So if you chop your onions and chop your bell peppers, then put your onions and your bell peppers together in a saucepan with 2 tablespoons of butter, and you saute the onions and the peppers together. Okay. Then we have all that, the 2.5 cups of cooked squash. We have the 2 toasted slices of bread. Well, we crumble the bread.
Yeah, crumble it and mix all that together.
Okay. Crumble and mix all that together. The entire egg, the yolk in it. Okay. Okay, now we have all that, then what do we do?
You mix everything together.
Mix everything together.
Then you add your cheese.
Then you add the cheese. And that goes inside the casserole.
Yeah.
Okay. Mix all your ingredients together.
You need 1 can of cream of mushroom soup.
And don't forget this, because this is an important ingredient. 1 can of cream of mushroom soup, because that is a terrific ingredient, and don't forget that. You need a can of cream of mushroom soup. So I'm going to repeat that. A can of cream of mushroom soup. You need 2.5 cups of cooked squash. You need 2 toasted slices of bread. You need to crumble it in it when you're combining everything. Then the sauteed onions and pepper that you cook together in 2 tablespoons of butter, you mix it in, and then you mix 1/2 bag of the sharp shredded cheese, and you put it in what kind of container? Pan, baking pan.
Yeah.
What kind? Whatever you bake your casseroles in. We use a regular casserole.
9 or 10 inch.
Yeah, we use 9-10 inch like casserole. You know, baking pan. And that's what we use, like 9-10 inch, and it's good. it's more than enough, but then you want more still because it's so delicious, and that's what we do. We use like the 9-10 inch baking pan.
And that's put it in the pan, then pick it other half of cheese and spread it across the top.
Okay, and then after you evenly spread it in the pan, then you put your topping on, and that would be the other half of the sharp shredded cheese.
And bake it in a 3 feet oven for about 45 minutes.
And then bake it in the oven at the temperature of 350 for about 45 minutes. Did you all hear Mom? Mom has a soft voice. I know you guys are probably wondering. I have such a loud, deep voice, and my mother, she naturally has a soft voice. She's soft spoken. I have this loud, deep baritone voice. So Mom has a very soft voice, so I know some of you probably have already noticed that. So evenly, you know, spread it out in the pan and put the topping on. Cook it in the oven at a temperature of 350 for 45 minutes
until
it's golden brown. And when it's golden brown, it's ready. No joke, and so yummy. So make sure you have all your other dishes prepared and ready, too, because you're going to be ready to just dive into it. So that didn't take up too much time because we have a few others to talk about also. Cousin Linda had called. I guess she's calling back in a few. And now the Four Seasons fruit salad, which I love that fruit salad. Mom hadn't cooked it in a while. And it is
delicious.
Mama said it's delicious. You get one can of peach pie filling. Peach pie filling, that sounds good already. You get one apple, you dice the apple. Two bananas, slice the banana. One can, 15 ounce. That's one of those little half cans, man. A 15 ounce can of pineapple. That's medium size, okay. One can, yeah, one full size can. But they cut the sizes of those cans too. One can of chunky pineapple, and one can of mandarin oranges, and one package of frozen strawberries. Combine all the fruits together and chill. It's that simple. That's the Four Seasons fruit salad and delicious. But you got to get the one can of peach pie filling, because that's what really make it. Okay, and one apple diced. Two bananas sliced, one can of chunky pineapples, and one can of mandarin oranges, one pack of frozen strawberries, and then you combine all the fruits, and then you chill. So, and Mama said it's very simple. Yeah, she said, I can even do that. So, you know, because I'm one of those people, you have to tell, like, I'm always going to Mom saying, what I need to do, we make a fantastic shrimp meal. Where Mom like to make we like to make our own batter, and Mom always has to tell me over and over again how to make that batter perfect, and then you put. We can give you that recipe too because that's a good recipe. That's one of the recipes that Mom and I like to eat when we're watching like our favorite, like sporting events or concerts or something like that. We like to have our favorite shrimp with our own batter. You know, and just put it in the deep fry and yummy, yummy, yummy. So we have to, we'll get that recipe? That's a simple recipe, too. Okay, the way to make that shrimp batter, see, we didn't plan to talk about that one. But since we're going to talk about those meatballs and then with a lot of different sporting events happening this weekend, some of you might want to add that recipe. You got to make your own batter, you know, and do it right because you're going to love it. You're not going to regret it, and people are going to, and I know some of you probably say, they ain't eating my shrimp up. But people are going to love it. They're going to love the shrimp dish. And you can use this batter dish with chicken, too, because we do it with chicken. And we do it with fish. We do it with fish. When we do it at home, it kind of reminds you of the fish at Captain D's, of the way that batter is. But the secret batter, see, the secret batter is, see, here I am, Mama, always asking you what to do. Let's go ahead and share that. We'll talk about the meatball.
Write it down.
Okay, well, you need to get pen and paper before the end of the show because some people want to hear that. Let me share the meatball. She's going to write it down so I can talk more about it. We have that is squash casserole right there. There's the biscuit, the shrimp jambalaya, meatloaf. I love me some meatloaf, and I can cook me some good meatloaf. The ladies' punch. That is another delicious recipe that we have.
You can give them that.
Yeah, the ladies' punch is great. It's great for. Yeah, it's great for during the holidays. It's great for when you have like nice little luncheon meetings. Oh, and Mom said, especially for the ones that don't drink alcohol. And then for the ones that do drink alcohol, you, I guess you can add, like, your favorite alcoholic beverage. What do you recommend if people want to, like, spike it up a little bit?
Whatever drink
they want to
add to.
Did you used to ever add something? But it is good, like, if you have people that prefer non-alcoholic beverages, like Mom had just recommended, the Ladies Punch is good, and they will be happy, equally happy as those that drink alcoholic beverages.
And especially if you have some block of ice, put that in your punch bowl and just pull it over.
Yeah, and she recommends that, you know, it's optional. If you have a solid block of ice and put the solid block of ice inside your punch bowl to give it that, that different kind of chill. Okay, the Ladies Punch, you get 4 cups of cranberry juice, 1.5 cups of sugar, 4 cups of pineapple juice, 2 quarts of ginger ale. You mix and chill. 32 servings is what Ladies Punch can make if you do, make it properly. 4 cups of cranberry juice, 1.5 cups of sugar, 4 cups, and that's not a lot of sugar. 4 cups of pineapple juice and 2 quarts of ginger ale. Mix and chill, and it's ready to serve. And like Mom said, something optional would be a block of ice to put inside the inside your punch bowl to give it that extra chill and that extra oomph. And then we want to talk about the meatballs. But I'll go ahead and play a public service announcement, and we'll get the secret batter recipe together for you, okay? Thank you so much for spending time with us this Friday evening.
Okay.
I see.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of 2 of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of 3 oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Me, I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante y artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Cada año más de 500,000 de bebés nacen muy temprano y sufren serios problemas de salud de por vida. Yo apoyo a March of Dimes porque deseo ayudar a que esto cambie. Ayude a combatir el nacimiento prematuro. Visite nacersano.org.
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
got that swing. That was back-to-back songs from one of my favorite musicians from South Carolina, Six String Woody. Know he can jam his buns off. So we're talking about a few of my mama's and mine and our loved ones' favorite Southern food recipes, favorite Southern comfort cuisine recipes. And we're so glad, my mom and I thank you for joining us. We've been talking about our favorite recipes, and we keep love talking about squash casserole, which you would not regret learning that recipe. Also shared with you the ladies' punch recipe. So the party meatballs, I love those party meatballs, and with many of you loving to, of course, having food as part of your entertainment when you're watching your favorite sporting events or your favorite entertainment events, like tonight the AMA Awards come on MSNBC. It's good to have your, you know, some good food cuisine. And so we're going to talk about party meatballs, and also we were just talking about our favorite batter that we make from scratch, which you can use for shrimp, you can use for chicken strips, you can use for fish. And also, like, some fish nuggets, huh, Mom? But first of all, these are the ingredients that you would need for that special batter. 2 cups of flour. 2 tablespoons of baking powder. 2 spoons of sugar. 2 tablespoons of sugar. And just a little salt, you know, just a little sprinkle salt to your taste, a little sprinkle salt. And what is it, 2/4 cup of milk? 3/4 cup of milk. The pen's kind of skipped. 3/4 cup of milk, 2 eggs, and a sifter. The ingredients that you would need would be 2 cups of flour, 2 tablespoons of baking powder, 2 tablespoons of sugar, a little salt, just a little splash of salt that suits your flavor, to your taste, 3/4 cup of milk, and 2 eggs. And you also would need a sifter. And you
sift all your ingredients.
Yeah, you sift all of your ingredients together into a bowl. Cousin Linda called us back right when my eyes had left the switchboard when we was playing songs and PSAs. Cousin Linda's back online with us. And you sip all your ingredients together, your flour, your baking powder, your sugar, and your salt. Okay. 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 Do y'all hear Mom? Now, she's very soft-spoken. Mom said you sift all of your ingredients, the 2 cups of flour, the 2 tablespoons of baking powder, the 2 tablespoons of sugar, the little salt to your taste. Sift those ingredients together into a bowl. Then that's when you pour 3/4 cup of milk into the bowl where the ingredients are sifted into. Right, Mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you add 2 eggs.
And then you get the mixer out. I'm always old-fashioned using a spoon, and Mom's like, oh, my God, get that mixer. You know, because you want it to have that smoothness to it. You don't want it to be all clunky and so lumpy and all that. So you get that mixer out, and you beat it on low until it's smooth, until it's smoothed out. Yeah, you might have to move the mixer up on medium. But just until the ingredients, the batter is just smooth like butter. and then you dip your ingredients in. That's what we do when we're deep frying the shrimp, which we love. We make sure that your grease is hot. Make sure your grease is piping hot. And those of you that cook fish all the time, you know how your grease needs to be hot. Make sure that your oil is piping hot in the deep fry. And also, don't put too many in at once because you want your batter to be just right and you don't want your shrimp sticking together. So, you know, don't put too many in there at once. It depends on the size of your deep fryer also. But that is how you make it. And then you should have just one. To be honest, when I'm cooking that batter and cooking the shrimp, I eat it so fast. I mean, my dish is gone. When I'm taking it out of the deep fryer, it goes automatically in my mouth. No joke. So no joke. So that is a terrific recipe right there. And then we have the meatballs. And then after we talk about the meatballs, Cousin Linda is online also to share her ideas and talk and ask Mama some questions and make some comments, because we have had some of the wonderful times growing up. You have heard Cousin Linda and I talk about our Sunday dinners and when we would have buffet style dinners and everything. We have had some of the best times, the best Sunday dinners, the best barbecues and cookouts. Wow. And party, like Mom said, parties. We have had some fun. But let's talk about the meatballs, and then we'll get Cousin Linda online. The party meatballs. And see, this is good for the sports weekend. So we're talking about stuff that's good for any time, good for when you're watching your favorite sporting events, entertainment events. And then we're going to talk, like the next time we talk about recipes, we're going to talk about the stuffings and the dressings and the chickens and the turkeys and the meatloaves. We're going to talk about dishes like that so you can start practicing. Because right when it's Thanksgiving, I think you better have the recipe perfected. Thanksgiving is not a time to be practicing. So it's kind of good to go ahead and start practicing some of these holiday recipes ahead of time. Because everybody wants delicious meals for Thanksgiving and holidays and any other time, too. But party meatballs. You get 2 pounds of ground beef, 1 10-ounce jar of grape jelly, 1 12-ounce bottle of chili sauce. Now, I've been making, the past couple of years, I like to make that, like, for Super Bowl. And instead of putting chili sauce, I've been putting, like, barbecue sauce. So it's chili sauce that we use, 1 small onion, salt and pepper to taste. Grate the onion into the beef and add salt and pepper. Right, Mom? Mix well and form into 1-inch balls, little 1-inch balls. In a large skillet, bring to a boil. And see, I'm glad to know in the skillet, too. Yeah, because last time I did it, I did it in the skillet, and I put it in, like, the crock pot. That's how I cooked the meatballs, and I put them in a crock pot. Then you bring to a bowl chili sauce and jelly, mix until blended. Then you place the uncooked meatballs in sauce. Low heat and simmer for 1 hour. Serve in a chafing dish. And a chafing dish is like what? Like just a chill dish, the bowl. I mean, it's different ones. I probably call it something else. With 2 picks. I always use chafing dishes. And make 3 to 4 dozens. Because, you know, 1-inch meatballs, you got to have a lot of them. If you haven't guessed or not, you still need to make a lot of them. So those are the party meatballs, 2 pounds of ground beef, 1 10-ounce jar of grape jelly, 1 12-ounce of bottle of chili sauce, 1 small onion, salt and pepper to taste, grate onion into beef, and add salt and pepper. Mix well and form into 1-inch balls. In large skillet, bring to a boil chili sauce and jelly. Mix them to blend it. Place the uncooked meatballs in a sauce. Lower heat and simmer for 1 hour. Serve in chafing dish with toothpicks and make 3 to 4 dozen. So, talked about the meatballs. I've shared with you the ladies' punch. You definitely have to make the ladies' punch. That Mom mentioned that that's the non-alcoholic beverage is good for your guests that don't drink. But then I bet the ones that like alcoholic beverages will be drinking that too. And Mama said they always do at the parties that we've had. And the Four Seasons fruit salad. Mama said even the guys, you would think guys want to drink, but even the guys. And so we've talked about the party meatballs. We talked about the ladies' punch. talking about the Four Seasons fruit salad. I'm looking at the meatloaf dish, but we'll probably talk about that next time. Cream, certain type of cream corn. And then to kick it off, we talked about one of my favorites, the squash casserole, and also the special secret batter that we make, that Mom and I, our family, made from scratch. You know, we talked about that. So we gave you like our secret batter, and you would not regret it when you perfect that. Now, I know some of my friends are like, my friends are coming up here and eating all my shrimp. Well, you better be careful, because they're going to want more and more and more and more when you perfect that batter and make that shrimp or that chicken dish or put your fish in that batter. People are going to want more and more and more, because that batter is just so good. And if you have the perfect taste in shrimp and fish and all of that, man, I mean, it's heaven. I'm telling you. It goes, instead of going to the plate, it goes straight to my mouth when I take it out of the deep fryer. Yeah, remember to have that grease hot though. That oil gotta be piping hot. Right, here's Cousin Linda. Cousin Linda's on the phone, Mom.
Hello, Linda.
Hi, Cousin Bethany and Aunt Liz.
Hello.
Hello, hi, Cousin Bethany and Aunt Liz.
Hello.
Hello,
Linda. Hello.
Can you hear
me? Can you hear us?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear y'all. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear my? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I've been hearing her during the broadcast.
Good, because I know some people notice I have such a deep voice, and Mom is very soft-spoken.
Yeah, she's in the background. She needs to get on the phone and give us some recipes. I missed the beginning of, I guess, some kind of batter. I guess it was fried shrimp batter.
Yeah,
you're going to have to email out. You're just going to have to email me all these recipes, Beth.
Oh, I know. Well, we're definitely, it looks like we need to be publishing a book.
Well, you know, we can. We can do that.
Yeah. What, Mom just said something, made a comment to you.
I want her to have this shrimp recipe.
Yeah, Mama said she wants you to perfect the shrimp recipe, the batter. We love that batter, Linda. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, I remember when she used to fry shrimp. It is a good batter. I don't dare try to do it because I don't have a clue as to what she did. So when I do shrimp, I just boil them and peel them and eat them and dip them in Heinz cocktail sauce. I used to make my own cocktail sauce back in the day, but I'm too lazy now. I just go ahead and buy me some Heinz.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sometimes if I don't put the batter away, I like to steam mine, like broil them or saute them in the skillet. Butter and maybe like a little lemon pepper.
I'll get the Zatarain's cramp boil, and if I have some beer, I'll throw some beer off in there and add a little bit more cayenne pepper and crushed red pepper, because you know,
yes,
I like my stuff spicy. It can't get too spicy. And I remember when your mother had a party for Chris when he had come home on leave one time.
Oh,
he may have been he may have been out of the army.
I think that was his first. That was his first time coming home after he was in Germany for a while.
Yeah. Well, Aunt Liz asked me if I would bring barbecue sausages. That was one of my favorites, and I said yeah. And she said make them hot. And what did she say make them hot for? Because I made them hot. And Cousin Stanley said he cussed me out all day the next day because he kept throwing up. He said he knew they were hot, but he didn't know they were as hot as they were. And said
that's
he
right.
Just kept his head in the toilet.
Oh, my God, because they were so hot. So you were hot like Big Apple Ian. Because a mild is good for me, and you guys have to have them hot, hot, hot.
I have to have mine like atomic. You know, when you go to Wingstop and get their wings, their hottest, I think, is atomic. Now, that's what I like, is atomic.
Mama, she told her to bring some hot ones, and she brought them hot, huh? So definitely
mm-hmm,
need to make...
I put some...
You put some what, Linda?
I put some hot chili peppers in them.
Wow. So I know people drank that late that night.
Oh, huh, they had to.
Wow. I'm glad you mentioned that because I think I have pictures from that party, too, that I need to pull up and share with people.
Yeah, you do. That was a fun party. It really was.
Yeah, it definitely was. Wow. Yeah, that was amazing. That was, that was you all hear me talk about my late brother all the time, and so we're referring to when my late brother came home from being stationed in Frankfurt, Germany for a while, but he had to go back, but we had, Mom was like, I got to have something special for Chris, and he definitely wanted something special, and it was special.
And Beth, y'all had a New Year's Eve party one night. And I had to work that night, so I think I got off about 10:30. I got out there just in time for midnight. And we were having a great time. And then Uncle Herman decides to go out in the front yard and start shooting his gun up in the air. So, you know, we scattered. We were out in the front yard having a good time. And then Uncle Herman got one, I think a six-shooter or something, and started shooting up in the trees, so we just kindly brought it on back in inside the house.
Exactly. Now, Uncle Herman is my uncle who I look at as he's a cowboy. You know, that's all I can say. Uncle Herman is really a cowboy.
Wow. Now, you know, he's a good cook, too.
Yes, he told me that he was a cook. That's what he did when he was in the Army. So our family is filled with veterans, listeners, and Uncle Herman, he explained to me, hey, that's what I did. That was my job when I was in the Army.
He was in the Air Force.
Yeah,
Uncle Mutt was in the Army. And, you know, Uncle Mutt had a barbecue. Yeah. Well, your mother had a barbecue. And Cousin Deidre and Cousin Sharon and I were out there in the backyard. And we thought we were eating chicken or something else, and Deidre was saying, "Oh, this is just so good."
You guys eating coon. Were you eating coon that day?
Yeah, we were eating raccoon and didn't know it. I remember that.
And you guys were like, "Yummy, yummy! This is so good."
Yeah, that was the best stuff. And we didn't know we were eating raccoon. And even Deidre decided after she found out, she said, "Well, I'm gonna keep on eating it."
And she did too.
We kid Uncle Mutt about barbecuing, because if it moves, he'll barbecue it.
And speaking of Uncle Mutt, and I told Mark Cuban about Uncle Mutt when it comes to wine. About that wine.
My mother used to make that homemade wine.
Yes, and Aunt Chris would make the muscadine wine. But yeah, you, Aunt Helen, your mother, and Uncle Mutt, he had just stopped making those homebrew beers and wines right before Aunt Bobby got really sick. That's when he had stopped.
Oh, really?
But that wine and that homebrew beer, because that's how I started drinking beer at, age 6. Drinking that homebrew. That homebrew fabulous.
I think Cousin Deidre was about 4 when she had her first beer.
Exactly. So if I was 6, she's 5 years old. I don't want to say 2. We might get in trouble.
I had a party one night, and we ran out of beer and alcohol and stuff. And so my mother had a ton of her peach wine and peach brandy and elderberry wine and stuff. And so my friends just started drinking that. And the next day everybody was calling me talking about they had hangovers and their heads were hurting and their necks were hurting. I said, well, y'all were drinking that homemade stuff, so that's probably why.
And homemade stuff is not a joke.
What
the recipes we talked about?
Today, because you were doing the meatballs, I think, and then I heard something about some jelly.
Yeah,
meatballs.
The party meatballs. You probably have had the party meatballs because Mom, I love the party meatballs, and Mom used to cook the party meatballs. Mama wanted to know, did you get the four season fruit salad?
Mm-mm, I didn't get anything. That's why I was saying you're going to have to email me these recipes because it just sounds wonderful.
We need to do. You wanted the banana pudding recipe.
I want all of them. I want everything.
Let me just put it in a book. the party meatballs. And I think you've had this before with the jelly.
Mm-hmm, but I didn't know what was in them.
Uh-huh, jelly. That was the secret ingredient. Grape jelly.
Okay. That's why they were so good then. Because I never, ever would have thought to put jelly in meatballs.
Exactly. I was just saying, when you bite into them, they have a special taste, a special flavor.
Yeah. And the ladies punch, way back when I was working for AT&T, we had a spread, and I was supposed to furnish the punch, and I got Aunt Liz's ladies punch recipe, and, I mean, it was a big hit. Everybody just loved it.
That's my mom is highly recommending it, and you know, especially for the non, but the drinkers love it, too. And then you can spike it.
The drinkers. The drinkers probably put some rum or some bourbon or cognac or something off in it. Beth, your listeners are going to think we're alcoholics.
I know. It does sound that way.
Uh-huh. And child abuse. Uh-huh. Who's forgiving children alcohol?
Uh-huh. If my attorney Jay is listening, he's probably saying, that's my kind of talk. Hey.
But look, you know, my mother
talked about putting beer in your shrimp. You mentioned cooking your shrimp.
Yeah.
And...
Well, the way I started cooking with beer and stuff was when I was living in Georgia, and we used to barbecue because, you know, I was married at the time, and then there was a military place, and everybody there cooked out. And so these people were from Alabama, and some were from Detroit, Michigan, but most of them were from Alabama and other southern states. And they would pour beer over the barbecue, because I had never heard of that. And, I mean, it was delicious. So I kind of started doing that. And I'm barbecuing now in the oven. And, you know, when we were talking about don't wash your chicken.
Yeah.
I went ahead and washed my chicken, but I always have some soapy, bleachy water available so I can wipe down everything, the counter and my utensils and everything when I'm using when I'm working with raw meat, so I can disinfect everything, because I do not want to be getting salmonella or whatever. Yeah, I know it's kind of dangerous, I guess, for lack of a better word, to use raw poultry.
Yeah, that's what Mama was saying. But Mama, you always wash your chicken.
I wash everything.
Exactly, and I do too. I believe in washing all my fruits and vegetables and everything. Even my friends who are vegetarians and vegans, I always ask them, well, is it really important that I need to buy organic foods? And they're like, you don't have to buy organic foods to eat healthy. Just wash your fruit. You know, and so wash our meat, wash our vegetables, and rinse off our fruit. Yeah, that's what Mama was just talking about. What you were talking about. See, I had put on my Facebook page, Mom, how they were telling us we don't have to rinse our chicken.
Yeah, they were saying you don't have to wash chicken.
Yeah, Mama been following a news story where today. Have you heard this news story? You probably have heard this news story because you and Mom, you all pretty much follow some of the similar stories. Have you been following the story where they're going to send chickens to China?
Well, I saw one. No, where we've been getting our chickens from China, because I sent an email and it showed this person on the motorbike that had about 200 or 300 chickens on this motorbike.
Wow. And see, and just the other day, they found some, like, fake meat or something from in China. Mom said they're talking about sending our chicken to China to be processed. also.
Oh.
So it's a given going on.
Yeah, ooh. You know, nothing against the Chinese people, but, you know, their culture, they eat some of everything that we wouldn't entertain the thought of eating. And, you know, I had some weird dishes on my travels to Hong Kong. But
yes.
What they take as delicacies, you know, we wouldn't eat them. And just certain things that I would prefer to be raised locally, you know, here in the United States. But even our chickens are not raised like they need to be. You know, they need to raise chickens where they can have free range, as they call it, to be able to walk around the barnyard. But, you know, we've got all these places now that's serving and selling chicken, and they grow them like in these houses where they never see the light of day. And that's not healthy for the chickens or for us. And that's why you've got so many vegetarians and vegans and people these days.
Yeah. We have a lot of listeners listening. A lot of our friends and then a lot of listeners are vegans and vegetarians. Are plant-based diets, which a lot of us should be on.
My dear friend here in Dallas, Phoebe Washington, went vegetarian, I guess, about a year and a half ago. And it's so difficult when she and I go shopping because she's buying all this organic and stuff that she thinks is healthy. Like she likes veggie chips. And to me, veggie chips are not healthy. I mean, they may have been baked or whatever in some olive oil or something, but to me it's still a processed food. And rather than eating veggie chips, I would just rather eat the fresh vegetables, you know, the bell peppers and tomatoes and squash and what have you.
Uh-huh.
And she, she's into couscous now. And couscous
Ooh, I love
is a
couscous.
Healthy grain. Yeah, it's a healthy grain. But I just like, if I'm going to try to do something healthy, I just rather have fresh everything. You know, fresh veggies.
Like
mm-hmm.
Fresh veggies and what? And your natural
fresh
grain?
Fresh fruits and, yeah. But I don't know. I think you can just have everything in moderation. But there are some things, yeah, you know, some things you just don't want to eat, like rattlesnake. And after all those alligators I saw that they killed in Mississippi this year, I don't think I want to eat any more alligator. But, Beth, I'm going
to... I love alligator. Now, I have had alligator before in New Orleans, where it is, I guess, a staple. But alligator, you're something else. You're something else, Linda. Alligator is good. I had fried alligator, like on a shish kebab type deal, and it was really good. And now, it tastes like chicken to me. Like bread.
Well,
I love bread.
My first time eating alligator, what my mother says, I was about 5 or 6 years old when Uncle Sam out in Florence, Mississippi, killed an alligator and cut up the.
I've heard that story before.
Yeah, and then, you know, over here we've got all these Cajun restaurants. I've eaten alligator over here in the Cajun restaurants, and you know, I don't know if it tastes like chicken or whatever. But I've started looking at this you are what you eat, and only God knows what all alligators don't eat. And I've decided that I will probably not eat alligator anymore. But I'm going to put you on hold, Beth. I'll be back. I'm going over here and turn my chicken over. It's baking before I barbecue it, so I'll be here, but I'm just going over and turn over the chicken that I'm baking.
Okay, we'll probably talk about the lemon icebox pie. That's what we'll talk about.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. The lemon icebox pie, that's a favorite of mine, something I finally perfected, like it looked maybe a little over a year ago, and that's another from-scratch recipe. So we're talking about scratch cooking, from-scratch recipes, and a lemon icebox pie. Cousin Linda revealed to me she cooked the icebox pie a few months back, and she said she just devoured it, and that's, we always devour the icebox pie. Is this you want to share, or this is the one? Well, you know, we have, you know, you have different versions of different recipes, so I want to just double check that I am sharing the recipe that we want to share. Because it is just amazing. So I will play my friend True God, who is coming back on Saturday, October the 5th, to talk with us about his new music. Here's Crown the Champion.
I'm going to tell y'all, with a tear in my eye, this is the greatest moment in my life. You walk around this world,
True.
You tell everybody you're number one. The only way you get to stay number one is to be number one. And this is the only title that makes you number one.
God body, Illuminati, powered by the epicenter. Summer rains down for all these niggas who expected winner. Next to enter, lost a few times and still I'm next to winners. Everybody want a peace of mind, but we got separate dinners. 5% of something like it, nothing like it, you decide. Jesus on the cross, so what's the cost of being crucified? Talking Kurt Cobain, no way it was suicide. If Courtney walked with me, just expect a couple nooses tied. Mussolini, mind state, Chicago, Compton, crime rate. These rap niggas fooling you, but you just find it suitable. From White House is a cubicle, there's always something ruling you. Revolutionary black power I'm alluding to, and so I return determined to set the game on. Media throwing shots that need someone to place the blame on. Just know that there's a title that I'm here to put my name on. Lift the belt higher, nigga, let me get my reign on. Long live the idols if they ever be my rivals. I'ma stand firm and walk away with the title, bringing back the revival in positions that you champion. So when it's all said and done, go and crown a champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion, nigga. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah.
Your arms are just too short to box with God.
Power of the God, the pendulum swings, interim reigns can never stand to the champ of this millennium. Tell me who's competing with him. Quickly I delete my victims. Wordplay sharp enough to slice them. I'm depleting systems. Walk through the fire, I bet your niggas retreating with them. Enemies wanna make amends, but I ain't speaking with them. They be watching from afar, hoping the police to get them. Fuck this game, I just took the mic and started speaking wisdom. If you don't believe in me, believe in the gift. The true God shall arise, so no Jesus can exist. And if the meek shall perish, then the weak shall cherish every moment. Don't stop the smell of flowers, just get on it. I've been putting forth effort that I'm sure you've never seen. Been a heel all my life, but your past forever clean. So I stand in front of the crowd, throw a middle finger high. True God, D-A-R, champions until we die. True. Long live the idols if they ever be my rivals. I'ma stand firm and walk away with the title, bringing back the revival in positions that you champion. So when it's all said and done, go and crown a champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion, nigga. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah.
Mountain, yeah. All by myself. Cause I'm the champion by myself. All by myself.
Yeah.
That was a little bit of True God, who's returning on Saturday night, October the 5th. Remember, Pam Grier is coming also on Sunday, October the 6th. Every first Sunday each month now, I broadcast a show geared toward youth advocates and youth and young people issues, and which is society's issues, right? And if it's young people's issues, definitely high issues. So Pam Grier will be coming to talk with us, and she's a community activist. She ran for Ward 3 city council member during our past election, and she is the lady that coordinates our vigils when we have murders here in town, and always putting together Stop the Violence events. She's going to have a panel discussion real soon, and I believe I might be part of that panel discussion some capacity, but I won't say anything until I get the confirmation regarding that. But the lemon icebox pie. I don't know if Cousin Linda is back with us or eating her delicious chicken, but you're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
So that, I know that chicken is delicious. It's still cooking.
It's still baking. It's so tender. And then in a few minutes, I'm going to put the barbecue sauce on it.
Okay, and what's your side dish?
I'm just going to have a baked potato and a salad.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking, salad. That's good. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
a good Friday night dish, Friday evening
mm-hmm.
dish.
I wish I had some beer to go with it.
Yeah, well, you get you some beer. And my mama being nosy, you know we nosy. Mama want to know you have some company coming over.
I wish, no.
She said she wished. Mama like, if you have any company. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's a great, yeah, a great date dish too. Those of you
mm-hmm.
bachelors or bachelors out there is good to a good Friday night. And that's something good to put together.
mm-hmm.
I like
you want to hear. You want to hear how I did my barbecue sauce?
We want to hear. Mama
okay,
said sounds good.
Yeah, it's a recipe. It's just actually something that I concocted. You go ahead and buy the bottled barbecue sauce. Any brand will do.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to put vinegar in it. You know, all this is to taste. And an onion, as much onion or as little onion as you like, and a little Worcestershire sauce, and some sugar or either brown sugar, and you boil it till it has a thick consistency, and it just really tastes good to me.
Wow. So repeat that again. If you notice, I've been repeating because I know people have pens and papers and recording the show and stuff. Now, you got your barbecue sauce?
Yeah, your bottled barbecue sauce, some white vinegar, and onion. You know, chop your onion up in nice-sized pieces. And because I like to taste onion, so I have kind of not large chunks, but, you know, certainly not little bitty slivers or whatever. And I put Worcestershire sauce in there, probably about a teaspoon.
Uh-huh.
And some sugar. And, you know, I have to have mine hot, so I throw some crushed red peppers in there and some cayenne pepper. And
oh, God.
Yeah. And boil it for about 10 minutes until it has a kind of thick consistency, something that will stick to your meat. And it's good when you're doing your meat in the oven like I am or on the grill, and after the meat is right, almost done, that's when I put the sauce on it and just let it soak in for about 15 minutes. I think they call that resting or whatever the chefs call it, resting, let the meat rest and have your sauce on there. And it is just so succulent and juicy and delicious.
Wow. And that's great. Your meat is already tendered and you have a delicious barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds delicious. Yeah, you need to run on down and get that beer and top that dish.
You're not kidding. Well, since Oktoberfest is coming up, I think I'm going to have to go and get me some beer to make sure I have some during Oktoberfest.
Wow. Yeah, and that's in Addison, right?
Well, I think they have had it already. Yeah, Addison has. But I'm sure a few other places and probably a lot of the restaurants here will be celebrating it.
Yeah. I'm always getting information from Dallas regarding the different Oktoberfests and so on. And we have this festival season here, too. And we have tomorrow there's a Wells Fest that we're having. And so there'll be different festivals happening around here, too. And this is like blues festival season, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and whenever I'm in Jackson, I always miss the festivals. They either have them before or after when I'm there. Never while I'm there.
Yeah. So that happened. There's a lot of festivals happening here. Wow. And like over there, still, every time I look around, I'm getting invites to festivals in Dallas or surrounding areas. I mean, there's some kind of festival, big or small. A good reason to get together and have food and good drink.
Mm-hmm. So are y'all going to do the icebox pie recipe?
Uh-huh. Yeah, my mama, like you, she's taking a little break. But lemon ice pie, And I just recently perfected a lemon icebox pie like a little over a year ago. And when you perfect that recipe, oh, my God, you have no regrets. I had told Mother that you said you had cooked one a few months ago.
and ate the whole thing by myself because I had promised Phoebe I was going to give her a piece, Miss Vegetarian Phoebe. And I tried, Beth. I cut a nice slice out for her, but I just couldn't. I had to eat the whole thing. Not in one sitting, though. I think it took me about 3 days to eat it.
Look, you told her about it. She should have came on, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Well, I bet next time she will be over there when it's out the oven. Not out the oven, but when it's out the refrigerator.
I
don't want to wait for it to freeze.
I do bake it for a little bit because it has those raw egg yolks in it, and I will stick it in the oven for about, I guess, maybe about 5 minutes just to be on the safe side.
I can't wait for it to chill. I'm like you. I want to eat it at the oven. But if you really want that crust right, what I have found out is chill in the refrigerator for about 15 minutes. But that is the longest 15 minutes I ever experienced.
And you know your sister Beverly makes a good icebox pie too.
Oh yeah, and she comes up with her own recipes. You see my recipes. And all those years she lived in Dallas too, she comes up with the most fabulous Mexican combined with Mississippi dishes. You know,
comes
up with the most fabulous Mexican and Southern. She's like you said, you created this barbecue sauce. She creates her own recipes also, just at the top of her head. I put this together and I put that together.
Yeah. Now, I love Mexican food, but out of all the jillions of years I've been here in Dallas, I've never cooked anything Mexican, I don't think, not even a taco.
I had to lay off tacos and Chinese food. My doctor had told me last year during the Think Pink Breast Cancer Awareness event, I did not know this, because I thought myself not being a person on salt. And so the last year I had to lay off Mexican food because I did not know Mexican food had hidden sodium. I should have known, but I did not know that. I was shocked when my sister and her nurse told me to lay off the sodium, and I'm like, I don't use salt. And they're like, well, you're eating something with hidden sodium in it. Do you eat Mexican or Chinese food? And I was like, yes. They were like, well, you're eating a lot of salt.
Yeah, well, nearly everything is loaded with some kind of salt and some kind of sugar. That's why I was saying, you know, just eat everything in moderation. Because certain foods. Well, you know, just about everything that you buy, like when you buy your frozen turkeys and stuff, they say they already have sodium in them because they use salt water to plump them up and to give them some flavor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just about everything. That's why I was telling you when my friend Phoebe was talking about, you know, my vegetarian friend, when she was talking about she eats veggie chips. And I was saying you might as well just eat the raw vegetables because that's processed stuff. And, you know, has sodium in it.
And, you know, Prince is a vegetarian. I know I'm always bringing Prince up. But Prince is a vegetarian, but he is like your friend Phoebe. He's a junk food vegetarian. And the people that really know Prince know what I'm talking about. I'm coming to know him, be around him in person. I know him, but I ain't never met him in person. But Prince is a junk food vegetarian. He's like your friend Phoebe.
we'll go to
like that.
Yeah, when Phoebe and I go to World Market, she's always buying some kind of something, you know, snack type food. And I told her you might as well not be a vegetarian if you're going to buy all these processed snack things, chips and crackers and types of bread. And I said, "Is it?" Because we were looking at something that was supposed to be healthy. And I said, "But it's in a box. You know, it can't be too healthy if it's not fresh."
And that's a good point. And I've always been taught throughout my life, especially from college on, that's why low fat, high protein diets work. Because you really eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruit, and eat the leanest of meat, and you eat stuff in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
That's why low fat, high protein diets work for a lot of most people. You know, we're not saying all people. That's why you don't have to. You don't cut stuff out. You just, like you were saying, you eat stuff in moderation, and you eat lean meat, you know, more fish and more chicken and stuff like that, and stay away from processed food.
Well, I'm going back over here, and put my sauce on my chicken and put my potato. I'm not going to bake it. I'm going to put it in the microwave.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you may want to, you know, give some more recipes or whatever. So I'll be over here still cooking. I'm going to leave the phone off the hook, though, so I'll holler, you know, and let you know when I'm back. I'll send you a message.
Okay, I'm going to share the lemon icebox pie because I know people want to know this. And about to run out of the live streaming, but I'm going to continue on a little bit more because I might need to recap some of these recipes. But then next time we're talking.
So you're going to give lemon icebox pie when I'm off, when I'm not on the phone?
Well, I'll play a couple of PSAs and play a song, and then Mama said I'll email all of them to you. But I'll play a PSA and play a song. I'll play a PSA and I'll play a short song, and then we'll do the lemon icebox pie.
Okay. All right. I'll be back.
Okay. Thank you all. It's been a fun show. If you was in the chat room, for some reason I could not open my chat room door. And I know you all have been in the chat room. But we're going to talk again in the real near future. I'll start sharing recipes on Mondays and on Fridays also. But the live stream is going to stop in about 3 minutes. But we're going to continue on. Here are my friends in Dallas with Sporting the Foundry. Be like you. Big shout out to my attorney and friend and Lori and Scott are with Ford the Foundry. Be like you.
Oh, money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is a...
I just had to play a little bit of Seawolf high fashion. Big shout out to Casey Meek, also telling Seawolf high fashion. Fantastic interview we had with him a couple of weeks ago. So you guys support his new music, unique, and also Seawolf high fashion new music will be coming out at the beginning of the year 2014. So I guess there's a lemon back, and we're going to talk about the lemon ice box pack. Are you back, cousin?
I am.
Okay. So lemon ice box pie. Oh my God. And lemon ice box, like you said, the lemon ice box pie. I was going to go straight to my thighs too when I eat it. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I cannot get enough of it. When you mentioned couscous earlier, I love some couscous too. I usually buy it at Rainbow, but I was in Walmart recently, and they have like a large inventory of couscous. So those of you that love couscous, and I was not introduced to couscous. I knew about couscous, but when Ty Moss became my virtual trainer back in like 07, he was the person that told me I need to start eating couscous, replacing couscous with like white rice. You know, that couscous could be like to eat more brown rice and to eat more couscous with my dishes. And stay away from all that white food.
Yes, that is very true. Now, I like couscous when I get it at Whole Foods, but I have to put some jalapeno peppers in it to kind of flavor it. It seems to me that when people make couscous in this country, they're afraid to use the spices and seasonings, because I've actually had couscous in Morocco when I was on vacation one year, you know, and I went to Morocco. And since that's a Moroccan dish, you know, I had to have some. So I ate it at two different restaurants. And it's very good. But here, because I've never made it myself, but I know, like I said, I go to the salad bars and get it. And it's different to me from the way they eat it in Morocco. And it's definitely not as flavorful, because I always have to add something to it. Now, there was a lady who used to... Mm-hmm.
The meat that I eat, like the meat, if I'm eating the meat with it, I have to make sure that everything is just seasoned properly, you know?
Yeah, because here, when I see it at the salad bars, it doesn't have any meat in it. And in Morocco, you could get it with chicken or lamb, and I tried both of them. And it had a lot more veggies and stuff. I think we're getting a scaled-down version here in the States. It's just like Chinese food, because this stuff that you get at Chinese restaurants for Americans, where Americans eat Chinese food, that is not Chinese food.
I hear a lot of people tell me that it's not authentic Chinese food. We think we're eating authentic Chinese food, but it's not. So again, like I said, if a Mississippi family invites you to come over and eat some Southern cuisine, say yes. If a Chinese family invite me over to eat Chinese, I'm going to eat me some authentic Chinese.
I want authentic Chinese food, yeah, because having traveled across Asia or to several Asian countries, I know what authentic food is, because when I'm there, I want to eat what they are eating. And
exactly.
When my first trip to Hong Kong, I found out, because I had heard that what we were eating was not authentic, and then having gone over there, and I actually had food in China, because back then Hong Kong was still under British rule, and I took a day trip to mainland China, and I had lunch over there. It was a tour, and I took one of the tours where we definitely got to eat at a Chinese restaurant. And it's totally different from what we get here in Chinese restaurants.
Yeah.
And the same thing to me with the Moroccan food.
And I know my friend June, I need to go see June, who's from Vietnamese. She, whenever she goes home to Taiwan, she brings back, you know, the authentic food, authentic green tea, authentic soy. You know, she brings back authentic everything from home. And it's like, wow. This is, like, totally different from what we get here. You know?
Yeah, no, we're blessed here to have a lot of Asian markets, and I enjoy going to them because that's where I buy my green tea, is at the Asian markets. I don't buy my green tea at American grocery stores, even though they're supposed to be imported teas. I always go to the Asian markets and get my tea.
Yeah. And then you mentioned authentic foods. Like, one thing I loved about my second husband's mother, my mother-in-law, Wafa, see, that's something that she and I love. She loved to teach me cooking, and I love to show her some of the southern cooking. And Egyptian food and see, like, southern food was had similarities. And that authentic Egyptian food that she used to show me how to cook or cook for me and others, I mean, and then she would say to me, I want you to come to Cairo and visit me so you can really see how the food is really, really cooked. She used to do the best she could when we was in Dallas buying the Arab food, you know, and the Egyptian foods at the market. But she was like, you really need to, if you can really taste how it really
cooked. Exactly.
Would just love it.
Exactly. Now, you know, your husband was supposed to take me to Egypt or whatever. I'm mad y'all separated or whatever. I didn't get a chance to go to Egypt with a native.
Yes, exactly. And she and I was excited about it. We didn't get a chance to go to Cairo. One of my friends, he promised me a long time ago, 20-something years ago, we're going to Cairo. And now all this going on, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But
I hate I didn't go to Egypt.
Egyptian food is no joke. And eggplant, she taught me versions how to cook eggplant that I had never seen cooked the American way.
Yeah, I only know the American way to cook eggplant, too.
Yeah. Wow.
I sent an email on how eggplant is good for high blood pressure. I sent the eggplant recipe for high blood pressure.
Yes, I need to study the recipe. I remember getting that. You sent it like a couple weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah, a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I need to study that. I love eggplant.
I do,
And I like avocado, too, and I have an avocado mix. I want to start making and eating more avocado. And that's one thing you're not an avocado?
I'm not crazy about them, but when I found out they were good for you, I'll throw one on my salad. But my mother used to love them. She ate them all the time, but I said they taste like nothing to me. But then I read somewhere where they were very nutritious, so I started putting them on my salad.
I love them at Taco Bell, but then also Subway, and Ryan Seacrest, he promotes Subway, and they say that avocado can replace mayonnaise. Because I was wondering why Subway use avocado a lot on their sandwiches, and it replaces like mayonnaise.
Well, I don't eat mayonnaise. That stuff makes me sick to look at it. I cannot stand it. Ooh, I hate mayonnaise. As a child, Cousin Doris gave me a mayonnaise sandwich, and I told her I didn't like mayonnaise, and she swore that mayonnaise was good, and I said, mm-mm, I don't like that stuff. It doesn't even look right. Oh, and she gave me a mayonnaise sandwich. I was about to throw it in the creek, and she said, oh, no, don't do that. Give it to me. And she ate hers and mine. I can't do mayonnaise.
I love mayonnaise and mustard. Well, I need to talk about this icebox.
Yeah, you do, because my potato will be done in a few minutes.
But I need the listeners are waiting for it, too, and they don't want to run out of time. And Mama went ahead and, like, Mom's like, my time is up.
What's the recipe?
Two egg yolks and beaten well. Add one sweetened condensed can. Mom, you said change it from one to two.
Yeah, it's two egg yolks.
No, I'm talking about the condensed milk. Because there's one on the recipe, but we start using two cans of sweetened condensed milk because the cans of condensed milk are smaller now.
Yeah, they're so small.
Yeah, so instead of one can of sweetened condensed milk, you need two cans. condensed milk. So two egg yolks, beaten well. Add two can sweetened condensed milk. Beat together until fluffy. Add juice of three lemons. And like Mom and I said, juice of three lemons, 1/4. I mean, and I'm always amazed at how that. I'm always amazed at how 1/4 of a cup of lemon juice is so tasteful when you make that lemon icebox pie. I'm like, that's not a lot of juice, but it is so tasteful when you have the finished product.
And I use fresh lemon juice and not that real lemon stuff in the bottle.
Okay,
some people want to take a shortcut.
Mom, on this recipe it has baked graham crackers, but we don't use baked graham crackers. We use wafers.
I use vanilla wafers because that's what your mother used to use.
Yeah, we use banana wafers, but those of you that like baked like graham crackers, you can use graham crackers, but we use wafer cookies.
Vanilla wafers.
Vanilla wafer cookies. And usually it takes almost a whole box.
Really?
Because they've cut down on the number of cookies in the boxes now.
They have. And those things are high. Even at Walmart, they're about $4 a box.
Exactly. And you save some so they can go around the edge of the pie. So don't forget that. But make sure you ground those cookies up real good and fine. And something that I learned as I was perfecting how to cook the lemon icebox pie, have that butter just right that you put on the crust. You have to be melted perfectly. All right, so you want, and Mom said have enough butter.
Yeah, because it's about a stick and a half to 2 sticks.
Exactly, because I don't hear Mom, but that butter is real important, and that's what I had to perfect before I had it 100% perfected, have that crust right, you know, because you want your crust to be just right, because that seals it together. It's just yummy, yummy, because your crust can be kind of crumbly if it's not right. It tastes good anyway, but you, especially if you're sharing it with other people, you want it to be perfect. But it is just right. So you have two egg yolks, beat them well, add 2 cans of sweetened condensed milk, beat together until fluffy. Add juice of 3 lemons, which we say 1/4 a cup of lemon. And you might look at it and say, this is not going to be enough lemon juice, but it, trust me and trust us, that's enough lemon juice. You'll find out. And fold it to the milk mixture.
Oh, Beth, I put a little vanilla extract in mine, too.
Mama, that's what we do, too, Mama, add the vanilla extract. Mama, we add vanilla to ours, too. Yeah, Mama said sometimes, yeah, vanilla extract is optional. We add vanilla extract. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would good. They add that yum, 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 yum flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pour into your cool pie shell and you got to do your meringue for the topping. And Barry said to Mom, we put the meringue on the top. But,
put meringue on mine because I don't like meringue.
Exactly. I have not cooked one with it, but I guess the next one I cook, I will. I might.
My potato is ready, Cousin Beth.
Like Mom and I said, the Cool Whip would be good, too, a good replacement.
I would use the Cool Whip. But anyway, my potato is ready, so I'm going to have to leave y'all. Bye, fans. Bye, Cousin Beth, and bye, Aunt Liz.
I'm going to say bye-bye, and thank you for calling.
Okay, you're welcome.
Enjoy your dinner.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. Oh, that was cool. Now, here's the lemon icebox pie. Okay. We were at, and thank you for everyone for listening. So you pour it into the cool bake pan, pie pan, right? And then you, if the, the meringue is optional. You can use whipped cream and let it brown in the oven at 350. For how long? Until it's brown. Then we take it out of the oven and then put it in the fridge. I know. Put it in the refrigerator to chill. Whenever I take it out of the oven, I don't want to wait. So you let it chill. When, I know. Then you let it chill in the refrigerator for, what, about 15 minutes? Yeah. Until you know when your pie is cool. I, from my experience, give it about 15, 20 minutes to chill in the refrigerator for the crust to get perfect and everything. And then it's good to go, ready to eat and grub into. But you know when it's perfect chill, it's ready, your dessert or whatever you're going to do with it, it's time. The lemon icebox pie, 2 egg yolks beaten well, add 2 cans sweetened condensed milk, beat together until fluffy, add the juice of 3 lemons, which is usually equal to 1/4 cup of lemon juice, fold into the milk mixture, pour into a cool pie pan. We use wafer cookies, vanilla wafer cookies. Some people use baked graham cracker crust. You also, which is optional, meringue, or you can use whipped cream. You add 6 tablespoons of sugar, 1 teaspoon or tablespoon of vanilla. Teaspoon of vanilla to beaten egg whites. Spread over top of pie. That's how you make the meringue. And then you brown in the oven at a 350 temperature for about how long? For about 15 minutes. And then you put it in the refrigerator when it's through baking for 15 minutes. I always let it chill for about 15, 20 minutes. Then it's good to eat. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the recipes we've shared. Lemon icebox pie. Be quiet, Brownie. We kicked off with the squash casserole, a favorite of mine. We also shared with you how to make the most delicious batter for your shrimp, your fish, for your fish and chicken strips. Perfect that batter. You won't regret it, or you might regret it when your friends eat up all your dishes. There's a shrimp jambalaya I should share it with you guys. Share it with you, the latest punch. We share it with you, Mom and I, my mama. 4 Seasons fruit salad. We share it with you the recipes for party meatballs, which I know many of you would be cooking those shrimp dishes and also the party meatballs and also making producing the ladies' punch. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. The show's not over yet. Gonna play a little music, talk a little about hot topics that's been happening, and we'll talk more food also. But it's not over yet. But we've shared some recipes, and I might share 1 or 2 recipes with you before the show is over. But it's coming close to the end. But again, thank you for your love and support. If you've been a supporter since March 21st, 2011, thank you. If you're new, thank you, too. It's been a blast. Here's Jess Lamb, Heard It Through the Grapevine. Well, not Heard It Through the Grapevine, which that rendition is good, too. But Sunglasses at Night, you guys know I love that song.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
I love that rendition of Sunglasses at Night. Wow, wow, wow. I know Corey Hart loved that. From my friends at the Mississippi Film Office, filmmississippi.org, a shout out to Ward Emily and Nina and Betty Black, all at the Film Mississippi Office. Universal Pictures announces, get on up, casting call. I know many of you have been waiting for this news and information. Universal Pictures announces, y'all listen carefully. Some of you might want to come to Mississippi so you can be in this movie. I mean, there was a sighting report last weekend that Mick Jagger had been sighted jogging in the Bondren area, the area where the Hep was made. You know, his fam, Jagged Fam, is one of the producers of this movie, along with Tay Taylor, who directed, which is a Jackson native, and directed The Help and also lives in Vicksburg. But I know some of you are probably saying, be quiet and tell us about this open casting call. Open, I might need to go audition. an open casting call for actors, musicians, and extras to audition for a film about the life and times of James Brown. Get on Up is the name of the movie. And who do they need? They need men, women, and children of all ethnicities and ages. African-American musicians ages 20 to 35 with experience playing the trumpet, saxophone, guitar, bass, trombone, and or drums. African-American male twins ages 5 to 8. What? Casting directors are searching for performers, young twin boys and extras to audition for Get On Up, an upcoming drama about the life of James Brown. As the film takes place from the 1930s to the 90s, period hairstyles are A+. Arrive in your Sunday best. You all know what your Sunday best is. Or get on my Facebook page and ask my friends what the Sunday best means, and they will definitely tell you. Arrive in your Sunday best or wearing an outfit from one of those time periods. So follow the instructions so you can get up in there. Or wearing an outfit from one of those time periods. With your hairstyle to its real natural length, please no wig. If you currently shave your head, allow your hair to begin to grow before the casting call. But I don't know. October 5th is when the casting call is going on. Wow, the casting call will be in Jackson, where Mississippi Department of Education, 359 Northwest Street. So auditions will be held in Jackson at the Mississippi Department of Education. I know you all can hear Brownie. It's dinner time for my pooches. Mississippi Department of Education, 359 Northwest Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39201. Okay, what you need to bring, Brownie, bring a current non-returnable photo that shows your natural hair length. When Saturday, October the 5th, 2013, the times of the casting calls are 10 to 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. If you are unable to attend the open call, you may email your current photo along with name, contact information, phone number. I have an Avon event on that day in Pearl, Mississippi, so I'm going to email my information. If you're unable to attend the open call, you may email your current photo along with name, contact information, phone number, and email. Your height, weight, and availability to get on up extras at gmail.com. Okay, the email address is GGETONUPEXTRAS@gmail. So if you're unable to attend both castings at 10 to 12 and 2 to 5, Mississippi Department of Education, 359 Northwest Street in Jackson, Mississippi, 39201, then it is important for you to email your current photo along with your name, contact info, meaning your phone number, and your email address, your height, your weight, and your availability to, again, get on up extras at gmail.com. And Jackson, Mississippi, in early November. For more information, go to TammySmithCaston.com. Tammy Smith Caston is our dish, is the casting director, that's Alan the Caston. And here's some more about the film. In his follow-up to the four-time Academy Award nominated blockbuster The Help, Tate Taylor directs 42, Chadwick Boseman as James Brown. So the guy that played Jackie Robinson in 42 will be portraying James Brown in the film Get On Up. Based on the incredible life story of the Godfather's soul, the film will give a fearless look inside the music, moves, and moves of Brown, taking audiences on the journey from his impoverished childhood to his evolution into the 20th of to one of the most influential figures of the 20th century. Academy Award winner Brian Grazer, A Beautiful Mind, 8 Mile, and Erica Huggins, Flight Plan, produced for Imagine Entertainment with Mick Jagger, Victoria Pearman, Shine a Light, producing under the Jagger Films banner. Under his Wild Law Films label, Taylor also serves as producer of Get On Up, I hope this is how you pronounce it. Wild Law's John Norris executive produces alongside the Trish Hoffman and Peter Afterman. Get On Up arrives in theaters nationwide on October the 17th, 2014. So a little less than a year, that film will be hitting movie theaters. And somebody, some people will become stars too, because I'm quite sure this is going to be a very talked about, well-produced film, almost for sure. So again, they're looking for men, women, children of all ethnicities and ages. I fall in that category, so I will submit my information via email. Okay, and then they're looking for African-American musicians, ages 20 to 35, with experience playing the trumpet, saxophone, guitar, bass, trombone, and or drums. And then an African-American male twins, ages 5 to 8. So those are the more specifics that they're looking for during these casting calls. It's going to be held on October the 5th, a week from tomorrow, here in Jackson, Mississippi. So, you know, you guys contact me and you want to know more. I don't mind sharing more with you. But some of you have already been inquiring, and I know I usually get a little info kind of early on from a few. And so I would do my best to share this information also openly. I'm sure this information is on the Mississippi Film Office Facebook page also. So if you have not liked their page, you should like their page, and you should also follow them on Twitter also, so you can stay updated, and also visit the website, filmmississippi.org, so you can be informed and receive notifications and newsletters also. So that's some cool news right there. Franco is in town, in Mississippi also, filming The Sound and the Fury. Now, I received a story from Deadline.com, I think, or someone, that As I Lay Dying, instead of being a theatrical release, it's going straight to DVD. So I'm wondering if it's on my Xfinity right now. So I hope so, because I really want to see As I Lay Dying. So scheduled to be released, limited release on the 27th, but I had received information that it's going to be released DVD. So I'm just wondering, because I was getting ready to check my schedule to see if it was here in Jackson. But the real thing, the word is out that the real guy is in Mississippi. He's working. He has his not only his acting hat on, but also his director's hat on as he filmed The Sound and the Fury, which would be, you know, hitting the theaters or somewhere in film festivals next year. Based on another Wim Faulkner book. Also, I told James, I'm like, you need to start a book club, so we can really, a lot of people gotta catch up on some reading when it comes to James. He's amazing, just so multi-talented and so awesome. But again, and I keep you guys updated too with what's going on with that. Let's see, Magnolia Pictures, or more Cuban, a company has sent email also regarding their film. And let's see, I'm trying to see. I want to share with you We're going to be, Carol's going to have a booth tomorrow at the World Fest. And also on the 12th, finally, believe it or not, the Kara Dog Park is opening. Breeze Dog Park is going to be open on October the 12th. Your dogs have to have vaccinations and also, you know, friendly pooches also to be able to socialize at Breeze Dog Park, Carol's Dog Park. So the grand opening of the park is going to be on October the 12th. Tomorrow we're going to be at Wells Fest on Lakeland Drive tomorrow. So a big shout-out to co-chair Matthew Holmes and Denise Cantrell also and Lori and Amanda, who also manages Apricot Lane. She and I said we're going to work on some events for the fall and holiday season. Eric and just the entire Carol crew, you know, some of us are at some events and some of us aren't. But we're always having a fun time. We had a fun time last night at Buffalo Peak Outfitters. I mean, it was just a fun event. A lot of people brought in a lot of food for the animals, and we enjoyed wine. Fundren sellers enjoyed their wine. I mean, it was just a fun time. The staff is so cool. If you've never been and shopped in that store, you definitely need to. I need a couple new coats. I need a lot of new stuff. And I definitely found a couple coats that I need, jackets that I need. Also, so it's amazing. I mean, you can just find some of everything that you need in that store. So definitely go to that store if you've never been to Buffalo Peak Outfitters. And they're so kind. And let's see, I want to share more of the Carol schedule with you. But I will do tomorrow's broadcast. But tomorrow morning, we will be on at Wells Fest. And it's an amazing annual festival here in Jackson. And it's going to be so much fun. Also, my friends, the Mississippi GOP, they want you guys to know that they're looking for volunteers again. We had so much fun last year at the booth at the Trademark. So we're doing it again this year. So please come. My friends, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, those of you that don't even care, that don't even vote, come and talk with us, talk some politics. And so if you're interested in volunteer, come and volunteer also. Again, the Mississippi GOP will have a booth at the Trademark. You know, we're at a lot of the different booths in the Trademark area. That was so much fun last year. And that was election. You know, that's when the president and Romney were campaigning against each other, and that we had so much fun, and still so much is going on. Politics happen every day, so come by and have some good conversation with us. But the booth at the State Fair would be from Wednesday, the kickoff day, to Sunday, October the 13th. And, of course, it's indoors. That's where all the booths are, and we'll be open from 10 to 9 p.m. every day. Now, you can catch me on the days that I volunteer at the Mississippi GOP booth during the day hours. But let us know. Email of Mississippi GOP at info@msgop.org for more information, and to let Brandon Payne and all the others know that you are interested in volunteering. So I look forward to talking with you, or if you're interested in volunteering, I look forward to working with you, because it should be super, super fun, because it's always more than enough to talk about. And but, again, tomorrow night we'll broadcast at 8 o'clock, and it's going to be so much fun, so much fun. We're really going to talk sports. We have big games going on this weekend. But Monday Night Football is night that I am super excited about, because the undefeated Dolphins will be playing the undefeated Saints on Monday Night Football. And that is nothing to beckon with, right? I know. So it's almost time to end broadcast. I'm going to quiet down Brownie while I'm playing a song with by Feezy, She and Princess. And then we're going to do the show. And I want to thank you all so much. Shark Tank, I'm looking forward to watching Shark Tank tonight. I love me some Shark Tank. Oh, on the cover, Boss is coming on tonight too, right? Is it on schedule tonight? I missed Undercover Boss last Friday night. But I hope As I Lay Dying is on demand, Xfinity, Comcast, because that is going to be, I know what I'm watching tonight. But here's Dread Day's Protection. God bless.
Protection, guidance and direction, won't be worth protection.
protection. Make the resurrection dread day. Yes, yes, yes. If AC Defecto, what's up, Big D?
Yeah, live and direct in your face once again.
972 Fred, running to 972. Got my sections through the booth. 972 Fred, what it is? 972 Fred, what it is? 972 Fred, what it do? 972 got my sections through the booth. 972 Fred, what it is? 972 hey, get it in, hey, get it in, hey, get it out. Dallas Texas in the shoot, and we gonna turn it out. Yeah, they hating on our swag. Yeah, they hating how we ball with 100,000 bricks. Ain't no way we gon' fall. Freaking do it every day. That's the only way. Rolling hard in this. Who got it? Yeah, who got it? Yeah, that's what it is. $1 million car knocking niggas out the park. When they see me at the dark, trust the fly so clean. Letting all these know that money ain't a thing. Popping bottles out the bottles all day and all night. Getting sucked out to the stove.
And the shield posted up in the parking lot, pivoting at Benz on things. Look for more weed ease to feed me, cause I'm a champion, man. And make no mistake, the weather illustrator be nothing shorter than Texas great. So hey, go on, pump it up in your Lexus, it's nice. Transitional frame, weighing it heavily upon your brain, like a positional frame. I'm a stack so steady like Doughboy standing in rain. So haters maintain in your own lane, making it simple and plain. And it's still posted up in the parking lot, pivoting their pins on things. Looking for more weedies to feed me, cause I'm a champion, man. And make no mistake, the weather illustrator be nothing short of the Texas great. So hey, go on, pump it up in your Lexus, it's nice.
Ready, that's what it do.
Johnny Cash.